Spain, oh, New Orleans.
Everyone jump up on the East Spain.
Yes, it's the peace train. Come on, the peace train, the peace train.
It's Thursday, February 9th, 2017 at 11 a.m. Right, it's February 9th. Yep. It's been 242 years since the British Parliament declared Massachusetts in a state of rebellion during the American Revolution. We're 106 days into the ISS Expedition 50, and it's 1,362 days until the next presidential election. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour.
This is the story of a girl. 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 This is the story of a girl.
This is how we do it.
That was Let's Go by the Cars, and that was preceded by probably the weirder song, the one that all of you probably took note of, which is The Starting Line by Neil Cicierega off of his album Mouth Moods, which is the third of a series of mashup albums that are all amazing. You should all Google them. They're Mouth Sounds, Mouth Silence, and Mouth Moods, heavily sampled with Smash Mouth, hence the mouth. But less so in the third one. And it's the best mashup work you'll ever find anywhere. It's fantastic. Neil Cicierega, by the way, the creator of the Potter Puppet Pals. It is a beautiful morning out, if you're into that kind of thing. The snow. I hope none of you are driving right now, because it's about to get a whole lot worse. I hear, like, the wind blowing past the station, and with it, you know, pounds of snow at a time. It's pretty scary out there. It's really beautiful if you're indoors and looking out. It's really terrible if you're walking through it, or, God forbid, driving through it. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. I usually have guests on this show, but it's a blizzard right now, so that's not going to happen. And also, it's 11 a.m. on a Thursday, and my main guest is a teacher at a public school, so that's probably not going to work out. Well, here's some music. Here's Weezer with King of the World.
Oh, 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 oh Bye-bye.
And those were Weezer with King of the World, The Modern Lovers with Old World. See what I did there with the world and the world. Anyway, and then that ended with Driftless Pony Club with I Pinch Myself off their album Janel. Driftless Pony Club is one of my favorite bands. I play them a lot on this show. Their front man is a man by the name of Craig Benzine, also known as Wheezy Waiter on YouTube, who's one of my favorite like YouTube content creators. He mostly does just like random small videos about whatever, but there was a period of time starting maybe a year ago, started actually almost exactly a year ago, on February 16th, 2016, where he just started doing a daily vlog. And it's really weird because when he first started doing them, it was a very sharp contrast between like very funny, nonsensical videos beforehand and very like serious like daily vlogs afterwards that were all about him trying to improve his life and be more creative and be more fulfilled and like exercise more and just like improve his life generally. And it's just like a chronicle over the course of like the 7 months that he did it of him living with his wife and his dog in like a very, very small apartment in Chicago and setting goals for himself and achieving those goals. And it's very fun. It's very artistic. It's very Casey Neistat, if you know what that is. So I encourage everyone to go check that out because it was very interesting to watch while it was going on. He's since kind of reverted back to the nonsensical videos because the daily vlog was like too much for him, but still very interesting to watch. It's kind of fun that it's over, you know, because now it's like a set thing, you know. What music do we have coming up for you next? Oh, this is great. We've got a great set for you. Starting with the Rolling Stones. Here we wait for it. Go.
Oh, said, tonight's a waste of time. The next day, the sun will always rise. Every day that you waste, every promise you break, slips beneath the floor. It's a permanent state from a moment's mistake. But life's worth so much more.
And we're back. That was Blink-182 with new No Future off of their latest album, California. That's new Blink-182, by the way, without Tom DeLonge and with Matt Skiba, which is arguably better the more I listen to them. I went to a concert with that version of Blink-182 where they played that song, actually, and it was amazing. It was a great time. It's PSA time, so here we go. Here's a one nearish to my heart. And it should be nearest to everyone's. It's entitled Dead Cambridge Bicyclists PSA. Last year, two bicyclists were killed by motor vehicles in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and many, many more were injured. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask or other activities, and before opening your door, check for oncoming cyclists. Whether you're in a car, on a bike, or walking, don't be reckless about obeying safety and traffic laws. It really is a matter of life and death. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Wow, can you hear those snowplows outside? It's crazy out. Please don't be in your car right now. So the next set of a couple songs are both songs that have been used in the TV show Community that I just recently... Well, almost finished. I've got like 3 episodes left of season 6. But like by conventional standards, I've already finished because season 6 doesn't exist to some people, even though it's like pretty good. It's a great show. Everyone should watch it. I'd put it off for a long time for literally no reason. So here we go with some songs from Community.
You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head. Then I set fire to our bed. You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head. Then I set fire to our bed. Oh, my black eye cast no shadow. Your red eye sees no blame. Your slaps don't stick, your kicks don't hit. So we remain the same. Lust sticks, sweat drips. Break the lock if it don't fade. Kicking the teeth is good.
raconteurs. I was driving home in Detroit one day, and Brendan Benson, who's a singer in this band, asked me to stop by after lunch and see if I could help him with a song. I said okay, because I had nothing better to do. This is a warning to anybody who has something better to do. The great actor Johnny Depp once drove his friend to an audition. His friend did not get the part, but the director said, "What are you doing?" And Johnny Depp starred in A Nightmare on Elm Street. Well, I'm glad he didn't have something better to do. Albert Einstein was a Swiss patent clerk who was expected to crunch numbers all day. In his spare time, well, I guess he just explained to you why you're here. I'm glad he didn't have something better to do. I gather that some of you are in college right now, and your professors are going to try to instill their own opinion to you about whatever book or whatever Greek tragedy or whatever film or whatever great artwork that hangs in Venice. And I hope you pay attention, because even if you become some sort of businessman or lawyer or doctor or something like that, that helps to keep the world keep running, I hope you think about this sentence: I'm glad I didn't have something better to do. Can you agree with me on that? No matter what happens tonight, can we at least agree on that, for God's sake? With you right now. All right? You feel good? You've been here all day long? I'm not trying to bore you, people. I'm not trying to bore you. I'm trying to be with you, all right?
That was Jack White with Steady As She Goes live at Bonnaroo 2014, which is one of my favorite live recordings of a concert ever. I think I've listened to this entire concert, which is like 2 hours, at least 20 times easily. It's just marvelous. Like, that piece alone is just so positively symphonic. And there's a part visually that you guys didn't catch, obviously, about in the last minute, where Jack, right at the end, instructs the organist / pianist, what was his name? Ikey Owens, to switch from the organ to the piano. And he has to kind of do this reach thing where he does, and then he goes into that key solo. And the reason I cut that off early is because they transition almost immediately into the next song. So I kind of cut it off just a little early, but I wanted to get that, piano solo in there, cause that was fantastic. Jack White's always been one of my favorite artists for a long time. He has this really interesting artistic philosophy about reliance on limitation, and how, like, real creativity doesn't come from giving yourself all the options, but from, you know, using what you have and making it interesting. And he's always kind of gone back and forth with that musically. It's weird because this is a concert he did with, you know, his band of six or seven people with a wide array of weird instruments. But yet it's still limited. You know, they're still working with what they got. He kind of presented them during this tour in 2014 as like the Justice League of rock and roll, you know, where they're just kind of like the best of the best going in and just doing what they can. It's a phenomenal concert. I encourage everyone to go listen to it. With that, we're going to get into some more music. I wish I could play the rest of that concert, but I'm not going to. So here is a very, very different style of music. Here is The Police. Can't convince myself. was Driftless Pony Club with Thanks Earthquake off of their EP Expert. I told you I play them a lot. They're one of my favorite bands. Again, check out those daily vlogs if you get the time. Very interesting stuff that they put together. So that about does it for me today. I have like one song left. I think I underestimated overestimated how much time I would play of that Jack White concert. And also, I need to get back home and out of this snow. So that's going to be fun. This is the Astro Hour, Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. for the rest of the semester and potentially through the summer as well. My name is Zach Going. Thank you for listening. Please don't be in a car right now for the third time. I hear, unfortunately, it didn't sound like a car on the street. It sounded like a motorcycle, which just seems like the worst idea possible right now. Like, really just a terrible, terrible idea. So we're going to end this with one of my favorite songs ever from one of my favorite groups ever. And that group is, of course, The Muppets. So here we go with The Muppets.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news, with good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along, footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun, come share it with me.
Moving right along,
we'll learn to share the load.
We don't need a map to keep this show on the road.
Hey, the song is sounding better, Fozzie.
Moving right along, we found a life on the highway.
And your way is my way,
so trust my navigation.
California, here we come, come high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
Though sadly we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Hey LA, where have you gone?
Send someone to fetch us, we're in Saskatchewan.
I'm moving right along. You take it, you know best.
Hey, I've never seen the sun come up in the west.
Well, I'm buzzing. Yes, I'm buzzing. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft.